Hi and welcome to this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete Everett and I'm delighted to have you with me. Retain FM is a podcast that is designed for digital agencies and agency owners to explore their businesses, to uncover new ways of building monthly recurring revenue into their businesses, and ultimately to help agencies move from the feast and famine cycle of project work into a more stable footing of recurring revenue. And that can be through recurring services, it can be through maintenance plans, it can be through a whole host of things, but ultimately helping agencies grow and find stability. And it's really important that I stress one point, which is that I'm really grateful for anybody that is listening to this show. So in a minute, I'm going to tell you a story and sort of get on to really what this show's about. But I did just want to take a moment to say thank you and welcome. And if you do find value in the podcasts that are put out there, these may become videos online. There's a whole host of ways that this could become content. But if you're finding value in it, then I would really appreciate it if you would just share the show with one other person, if you know that also may find value out of it. Ultimately, knowing that the content that's created here helps people is really the driving force behind creating this piece of content, behind running a podcast, behind running a YouTube channel. That's really the point. And it's really, really does give me as the host, as the creator, as the person planning all this, a massive boost to know that that it's making a difference in the lives of real people. So if that's you, welcome and thank you. And please feel free to share. Okay, on to that story. So I heard this story a number of years ago. And it was told to me by a friend of mine. And it's about a guy that lived in Central Europe. And he lives very close to the border between two countries in Central Europe. He lives so close to that border, in fact, that he lives one side of the border but works on the other side. So every day when he goes to work, he has to cross the border, go through the border checks, go through the border guard, show his papers, and then get let through the other side. And every night after work, he has to do the same thing in reverse. Now, this guy held the same job for like 20 or 30 years. And every day the process was the same. He would arrive in the morning, check in with the border guards. They started to get to know him, started to get to know his name. So sure enough, it was a bit of a, you know, just a standard exercise. It became an ordinary part of their day to see this guy. And they started to build a relationship. And then every night, the same thing would happen in reverse and he would come home. And then this one night, he turned up with a wheelbarrow full of sawdust. And the border guard thought it was a little bit strange, but they did what they needed to do. They checked his papers, they checked the wheelbarrow, they checked the sawdust. He wasn't concealing anything. There was nothing there. So they waved him on through. And then the following night, the same thing happened. On the way home from work, he turned up with a wheelbarrow full of sawdust and they checked it again. And it was just a wheelbarrow full of sawdust. So they stamped his papers and let him through. And then this started happening more and more regularly until basically every night he was coming home from work with a wheelbarrow full of sawdust. So eventually they stopped even checking the wheelbarrows and just checked his papers, stamped them and let him through. Anyway, this really bothered one of the border guards who didn't understand why this guy would need so much sawdust. I mean, what could he use that much sawdust for? So as time went by, the border guards learned that this guy's retirement was coming up. So his last day at work was going to happen. And inevitably, that would mean certainly the last regular daily crossing across the border was going to happen. So this border guard said to his mates, look, I can't cope with this. I can't go into forever not knowing why this guy needs so much sawdust. So I'm going to ask him. Sure enough, the last day came. He crossed in the morning, came back in the evening and had his wheelbarrow full of sawdust. And the border guard, in the midst of their checks, just said, look, congratulations on your retirement. That's awesome. It's been great to get to know you, and we really hope we see you again. But I do have one question, and that is, why do you always bring sawdust back with you? What are you doing with all this sawdust? And the guy put the wheelbarrow down and stopped for a minute and looked very withdrawn. And then he said to the border guard, you know, I started moving wheelbarrows full of sawdust many, many years ago. And I knew that I was breaking the rules. I knew that I was breaking the law, in fact. And I always said to myself, if somebody questions me about why I'm transporting wheelbarrows full of sawdust across a border, I'll just come clean. I can't live with the guilt of somebody else knowing or lying to somebody about what I'm doing. The reality is this. I'm stealing wheelbarrows. Now, I know that's a bit of a daft story. And its point really is just to highlight that sometimes things aren't always as they seem. And as a business owner, as a digital agency, as somebody that runs a service-based business, it is our responsibility to stand back sometimes and make sure that things are as they seem, to make sure that wheelbarrows aren't being stolen, essentially. And yet it's so easy as business owners to get wrapped up in the day-to-day, to not make the time for it, to not build it into our processes for our client work, and for essentially us to start to become disconnected from what's really going on in the world. And that can lead us down rabbit holes, which of course, if left to sort of fester for years and years, can really lead us into funky places when it comes to business. So my challenge to you basically through this episode is this. When was the last time you made space to take a step back and to look at what's really going on and ask the obvious questions? And if you ask that obvious question, what was the answer? What was the outcome? How did it change things? You see, really, as a business owner, we have a dual responsibility here, particularly in a service-based business. So the first is you have a responsibility to your own business, to your own family. If that's because you are a solopreneur agency owner, or because you have business partners or staff or whatever it might be, you have a responsibility to make sure that your business is running the best it can. Because ultimately, your business running the best it can gives you a better life and lets you be a better person for the people around you. I know that a lot of people listening to this will be solo agency owners. And it's often easy to think in that situation, well, it's only me, it doesn't really affect anybody. That's not true. You still have stakeholders in your life, be them your family, your spouse, your partner, your parents, your children. They're still invested in you. And likewise, your business needs to serve you so you can spend more time with them, provide for them, have a better life with them, and so on and so forth. So that's the first responsibility. And in a service-based business, you then have a second responsibility, which is to your clients. And it's very easy to get stuck in a process of just trying to get work out the door as fast as we possibly can so that we can move on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And hey, we know how to do this. We've done it hundreds of times before. We just get on with it and out it goes. But actually, really, your client is paying you for value for money. That's what they're expecting, is whatever your service is, at good value. And by taking that moment, and it can just take a second to say, right, before I send this, is this the best it can be? And if it isn't, how do we tweak it? How do we fix it? What needs to happen so that it is the best it can be for that client? And if we don't process that in, if we never do it, then actually you start to lose passion for what you do. And if that passion for what you do doesn't come through in your work, how is your client supposed to get passionate about it in return? So it's so important that we take time to stand back and sometimes ask the obvious questions. So look, if nothing else happens as a result of this episode, please, I urge you, I commend you, I commission you to take 2 minutes and take a step back, take a deep breath, and just look at the big picture of whatever's in front of you, be it a business review time, a client project, even look at your SOPs and say, right, how do we fit this in? How can we just do a quality check just to ask this one question? Is this the best it can be? And if not, how can we fix it? So that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I realize it's been a little different to some of the practical stuff and the worksheets and the data and all of that stuff. This has been a little more conceptual. And normal service will resume, I promise. In fact, we do have some exciting things lined up for the show. So if you are listening to this and you're on an audio device, please feel free to hit subscribe so that you're notified of as the new episodes come live. This might even end up on YouTube. So if you've watched this, please hit the subscribe and notification button as well, because it would mean a lot to me to know that people are engaging with us in different forms. And I will see you in the next show.